The Bitcoin mania of the last year might be easing, but businesses are finding new ways to use the technology behind the cryptocurrency. The World Wildlife Fund is using blockchain technology to stamp out human rights abuses in the tuna industry. The project will also let consumers trace their product from bait to plate by scanning a can with a smartphone app. Dermot O'Gorman is the CEO of the World Wildlife Fund Australia. He's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Hamish.
We know there are ongoing questions about the sustainability of industrial-scale tuna fishing. Some species are at risk, others are overfished. Are shoppers actually paying more attention to the sustainability of tuna, do you think?
Certainly over the last 5 years, I think there's been enormous interest in Australia on the sustainability, not only in the tuna industry, but in a lot of other commodities as well. I think we've seen the Australian retail sector start to put in measures to address this along their supply chains, which is where we think this blockchain technology is really exciting because of its ability to increase the transparency and decentralize the way that we account back to consumers about where their products have come from.
So what are you actually doing with blockchain?
So blockchain is a sort of incorruptible digital ledger, which is a complex way of just saying it's able to take transactions, both financial and pretty much anything that is of value, and to put that into a chain where it's incorruptible, it's very transparent, and it's decentralized across the internet. And so the project that we've been running in Fiji with SeaQuest, which is a Fijian tuna fishing company, is to really test how we can use blockchain to assign a fish a tag as it comes onto the boat and follow that fish through the whole supply chain back to consumers in Australia, New Zealand, and around the world.
So what is the blockchain applied to, though? Is it to the transactions through the supply chain, or I don't really understand at which point in the process it's applied and where you're making those recorded movements?
So what the project over the last 6 months is doing has been testing how you would apply blockchain in practice to a tuna fishery. And there's a lot of hype around Bitcoin and how other technologies in blockchain can be used. And so this was really to try and, is a proof of concept, could we use blockchain to do this? So the fish has to be tagged, but then as the fish moves through the system, how do you use the technology to attach information, you know, of value that tells us about the journey that fish is on in the journey? And in sustainability, we have spent more than two decades on something called the Marine Stewardship Council, which is the gold standard in how you assess whether a fish stock is fished sustainably. That is often a paper-based system, which is open potentially to corruption if you don't have the systems in place. This we see as a much more efficient and incorruptible system that should streamline and make it much easier for consumers to know exactly which fish they bought, where, when, and how it moved around the world to end up on their plate.
So you must have to do a fair amount of monitoring to ensure that those checks are correct.
That's correct, but that happens now in terms of being able to monitor for a certification scheme, the chain of custody, that system is already in place. What I think blockchain does is it makes it a lot more efficient, so it reduces the costs, it makes it a lot more transparent, so people, the consumer, can see right along the chain where the information was attached to the blockchain and where their fish came from. And it also is, as I said, incorruptible, so particularly in places like the Pacific Tuna, where there is a lot of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing going on, we see blockchain as enormous potential, not only to address the environmental elements of sustainability in tuna, which in the Pacific is critically important, but also those human rights issues where we have seen decades of human rights abuses on boats across the Pacific.
So if tuna wasn't meeting the criteria during those checks and processes that are in place anyway, would it necessarily be making its way to market?
Well, there is still, we believe, quite a large illegal, unregulated or unreported tuna catch. And we've seen examples over the last few years where that has, you know, authorities have caught operators in the act. And so the ability to stamp that out, and that's where I think we see the potential of blockchain and are so keen to test this further. And I must stress, this is a pilot, a test. It's blockchain is such a new technology. No one knows the answers of how it works in practice. And there's a lot of work going on there. So I think we're very excited to be able to pilot this and to really try and be at the cutting edge of how a technology like blockchain can help deliver on the sustainable development goals.
What are the sorts of abuses that fishermen in the Pacific are facing that has driven you to pilot this?
Well, there's been a number of reports over the last few years. So there's one in 2014 that found that South Korean fishing vessel, I think called Yong An 70, would beat the staff regularly, make them stand on the deck with no food and water in extreme conditions to punish them. There's been reports of deaths on boats. Something that is unacceptable. You know, we had, it's not acceptable to produce clothing in sweat factories, neither is it acceptable to catch our fish on boats that have these types of practices. And so we need to stamp that up. At the same time, we need to be able to address the environmental issues where stocks of yellowfin and blue-eyed tuna, big-eyed tuna in the Pacific have been under enormous pressure over the last couple of decades. And that's one of the few major income sources to Pacific Island countries.
Dermot O'Gorman, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hamish.
Dermot O'Gorman is the CEO of the World Wildlife Fund Australia.